This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Haffel. Colorado's homeless services could get a boost from a new tax credit. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports from the state capitol.
Coloradans can already get a tax credit if they make donations for projects that provide housing to homeless people. However, those projects must be in so-called enterprise zones, which excludes a lot of the Front Range and resort areas of the High Country. This bill would allow the credits for projects statewide, Senator Faith Winter.
It was important to expand because homelessness doesn't follow the boundaries of an enterprise zone. So, for example, the Capitol's located in an enterprise zone, but the church across the street isn't.
Donations could reduce your tax bill by 25% of the value of the donation. The expansion is expected to generate up to about $30 million a year, but it expires after 2026. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Recent federal legislation is opening the door to create a new section of interstate highway that would connect I-27 in North Texas to I-25 in Raton, New Mexico, near the Colorado border. Raton City Manager Scott Berry says it'll help to have a safer route to I-25.
Generally, for Raton, our economic development plan is built around a lot of traffic on that highway.
Berry also says it'll help expand access to outdoor recreation in the area, along with bringing more opportunities for business, industry, and agriculture, although it could be decades before anyone is driving on the new interstate highway. The Colorado Parks and Wildlife Commission says it will test a timed vehicle entry system at El Dorado Canyon State Park. Officials have not voted on when reservations will go on sale, but they are expected to be mandatory from August through mid-September. The changes are intended to reduce unsustainable traffic throughout the park. Right now in Boulder, it's 63 degrees and partly cloudy. In Colorado Springs, it's 61 degrees. And in Grand Junction, it's 64 degrees and clear. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 206.